just before we get started, I just want to tell a small background story to this performance tonight. A few weeks ago, my mom and I celebrated our 40th disciple anniversary. Thank you. I know, it's embarrassing. We should be God-realized by now, but... And just as a matter of interest, I just went on the Sri Chinmoy Songs website just to see if there were any songs that Guru wrote with the word 40. I thought, just for myself, I'll sing to myself if Guru wrote a song when he lifted 40 pounds or if there was some kind of 40th anniversary of something. I thought, I'd like to sing all the songs that Guru wrote with the word 40. And I came across a song, so kind of by accident, maybe cosmically, I came across a song that speaks about 2 years in Guru's life, 1931, which is the year that Guru was born, and 1944, which in this song describes that year basically as the year that Guru became fully conscious of his God realization. And we've all read stories about Guru speaking about him becoming conscious in this lifetime at the tender age of 12 or 13 when he became fully conscious of his God realization. And being 2019, this is actually the 75th anniversary of that. So we're celebrating the 75th anniversary of Guru's God realization in this incarnation. Wow. And just as another point of interest, this song appears in the songbook Surrender Rose Blossoms. There are two songbooks, Surrender Rose Blossoms and Surrender Lotus Blossoms. These are songs that Guru set poems from the book Europe Blossoms to music. And all of those songs appear in these two songbooks. And when I showed Tanyuma the song, she did a little research. She went back to Europe Blossoms poetry book. And this poem is poem number 827. So this song really wanted to be sung tonight. August 27th. 2019, the 75th anniversary of that very special year in Guru's life. Thank you.
Great year is 1931.
Why?
1844. Because in that year,
celestial realization. 1944. Why? Because in that year.